The Mariners going for six straight wins, taking on the Astros. Felix Hernandez on the hill for Seattle, and the fans always excited to see King Felix out there. We pick up the action in the second, game tied at one. Mitch Haniger at the plate facing Joe Musgrove.
Breaking ball, and that's a hit up the middle again. That's a base hit. That'll score Gamble. Cruz around third base. He'll stay there. A strong throw in from Springer. Still bases loaded, but the Mariners now lead it 2-1. Musgrove set. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball, and it's pulled through the left side. Base hit. Cruz will score. They're going to send Seager. He's going to score on a throw in from Marwin. It's way up the line, and it's a two-run single for Danny Valencia. And all of a sudden, it's a 4-1 lead for Seattle. The pitch. And that ball's ripped. That's going to be gone. That's a no-doubter in left field, and we got ourselves a 7-1 ball game. Left-handed batter, the 3-1. Fastball driven to left field. Left center field. Springer looks up, and it's gone. Gamble got a fastball, rode it over the wall, opposite way, a long way into the Mariners' bullpen, and it's an 8-2 ball game.
0-2. Swing and a miss, chased a breaking ball in the dirt, and Springer's down on three pitches. One out. That's the sixth strikeout for Hernandez. Hernandez delivers. Breaking ball, and that's line caught by a leaping Seager going toward the line. Seager with the dive to his right, taking away a hit from Gurriel and ending the inning. Astros strand one, and after 5.5, Mariners 9, Astros 3.
The Mariners win their sixth in a row as they hammer the Astros 13-3. They've put up 47 runs over their winning streak. Ben Gamel extends his hitting streak to 15 games. Felix Hernandez the win, allowing 3 runs in 6 innings, striking out 6. Danny Valencia finishes 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. The Astros come up short against the Mariners. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
Well, I mean, he really made a lot of mistakes in the strike zone, and they made him pay for it. You know, they did a good job of putting some good at-bats together, and we couldn't stop him. So he kind of took it on the chin tonight just by not executing his pitches. You know, you get in the middle of the strike zone too often against a team that can swing the bats. This something like this can happen. Yeah, I mean, you could talk to him, but it seemed like everything was a little bit up and a little bit middle, and he couldn't beat him inside the strike zone. He got a few chases here and there, but sometimes you got to beat him in the strike zone to beat him. Yeah, no, I mean, we can't keep, you know, absorbing that many innings in the bullpen. So, you know, sometimes one pitch away, he gives up the 3-run homer, and then the next inning he gets, you know, into the inning and gives up some more. So it's, you know, you start going to your bullpen in the third and fourth inning, it's tough. I mean, obviously as the game got a little bit carried away, you know, our other guys had to come in and pitch. We didn't really pitch well. I thought Tony Sipp threw the ball well, but really we had a tough night on the mound.
Up next, the series against the Mariners continues on Saturday with Lance McCullers Jr. on the hill.